Good evening, American Fork High School. Tom McNally from Indianapolis, Indiana, with you October 27, 2018, at the Bands of America Regional Championships in St. George, Utah. This is the finals competition. I'm looking forward to seeing your show in the area of visual general effect. I'm sitting inside the box behind an open window, 45-yard line on side two. Wish you the very best of luck, guys. Here we go. Have an awesome, awesome show.
Joining us from American Fork, Utah, we welcome the American Fork High School Marching Band. American Fork High School show is entitled Another Viewpoint. Bands of America is proud to present the final performance, drum major Aaron Jackson.
Wow, very effective. This wedge with the shaping of the reshaping inside, the big color impact. Very, very strong moment. Very good. Good. Boy, your change in body shape, I think, through the end of that phrase, really enhances that musical moment. Good job. Changing level, pushing, small forms. Small form transition into the big block set, good strong resolution. Okay, we have kind of an arrow shape. I'm trying to understand the aesthetic intent. And clearly, we had an arrow, and I want to be able to understand the messages. Interesting, the circular form in the center. Serious contrast with the parallelogram, the angled set on side two. Another arrow set, large connected form with the arrow on side two. Kind of brings your viewer over towards the other side of the field. Interesting design on the flats, like splattered paint. The simple gifts idea. I mean, we have the small pot on side one. We have the doorway, the kind of the arch, and then the curvilinear with the lunge definitely brings the viewer into the collapsing pot on side one. But I'm struggling at times to understand the intent of the different arrows. And clearly, by using the arrow, you want me to look at a particular thing, and it doesn't always make sense to me, and it's kind of confusing. I understand the whole point of view idea, but you still, it's getting me to look at a certain part of the field, and I'm struggling at times to understand why. Yeah, I think very minimal activity, I think, matches up well with what's happening musically. That's like I believe it's an oboe solo, could be a deep clarinet. Okay, this little uncomfortable as we bring these big U-shaped props out. I think we need to do it more in control, more organized. It seems very out of control. And they have to be more organized, positioning, so that, because they're very defined in terms of shape. Now this works a lot better as they're exiting down towards the back sideline. Interesting, the groups, the pods, the small, the clump on side one. Flag ties in with the flats in the front, without question. I appreciate that. I understand the bass drum pattern too. Okay, using the small pods, again, interesting how you kind of went into the flat and came back out, and we have the speed happening backstage. It is a distraction because there's so much weight backstage. Kind of takes us away, but I like how it's coming back to the front with the rifles. Very good. Interesting, the big frame on side one. I think that works very well. The body shaping, the angles, the different texturing. Definitely from an intellectual standpoint, we got a lot of thick activity happening. I'm still trying to understand the U-shaped prop. I mean, I think it's interesting, but I'm trying to understand how it ties in with the idea. Point of view. There must be a reason for you to have that. Interesting on the lateral, the crossover. Big parallelogram transition. I wonder if we couldn't do something to add a little bit more energy into that rotation, because we kind of knew it was going to come because we were in this big kind of block. We knew the rotation was going to come because it had limited options. I wish we could do more to add more surprise to that moment. Okay, so American Fork, a lot of interesting things. There's a lot of this very thick design. Intellectually speaking, I think we have a very well-designed show. I have questions. I have questions as to why you did the things you did. There are times when I don't quite understand what the aesthetic value is of some of these, some of the props. I don't quite get the U-shaped prop. I don't really understand how that fits in. The pattern of the, you know, the paint splatter on the flats doesn't really make sense to me. I mean, I think it's interesting and it does tie in throughout the show, bass drum heads, etc. but I don't really understand what the intent is, what the purpose is. And then different ideas, different patterns of form, you know, the reshapes, the, you know, the arrows, was kind of not quite understanding, because you clearly wanted me to look a certain place. So I would look at the tip of the arrow and not really see any real reason for it. It's a strong, strong visual focus. I didn't really get it. But that being said, there are some very powerful moments. There's some very strong emotional impacts. I think we can still even go to another level on the end by perhaps adding a little bit more frequency of change to make that impact have even more power. But I hope my tapes help, and I wish you the very best of luck.